Well, Alan Joyce, you're presiding over a $2.8 billion loss, the worst in the history of Qantas and one of the worst in Australian corporate history. But is this really the end of the bad news?
Yes, Peter, we believe that we've turned the corner and that we've given an outlook statement saying that this business will, we believe, subject to factors outside our control, get back into profits for the first half of this financial year. We've made major progress with our Qantas transformation program, which is delivering real benefits and turning the business around. And I should say, the main reason for the losses that we've experienced are twofold. One, we had underlying losses of $650 million, which were associated with the high fuel costs, record high for Qantas, $4.5 billion, associated with oversupply of capacity. And a big part of this loss is a non-cash cost that hasn't come out of our bank account. It's a reevaluation of our fleet, subject to some structural changes we've done, of $2.6 billion. This brings the international fleet back to the market value. These aircraft were bought at a time when the Australian dollar, it was only 57 cents against the US dollar, and we needed to correct it, and part of these losses are making this correction.
So is this the beginning of the end, and should Qantas staff, investors and travellers believe you?
This is very clearly the turning point for Qantas. We believe that our transformation is delivering these benefits. We believe that the airline will be back in the profits, as I said, for this half. Qantas's fleet is now the youngest it's been for 20 years. We've made huge investments in our product. There's no better time to fly in Qantas. Our product levels are best than they've ever been. Our customer service ratings are the best they've ever been. Delivery of new products, the best it's ever been. Our staff are engaged in delivering the service the best they've ever been. Everybody can see the changes, and we are delivering on those changes.
Of course, critics say the problems confronting Qantas can be put down to two names, you, Alan Joyce, and Qantas Chairman Lee Clifford. So surely a $2.8 billion loss should be ringing alarm bells in terms of board and management accountability.
I think the facts absolutely make it clear about why the airline is having the problems. As I said, fuel prices up $253 million. That's nothing to do with me or Lee. We've seen our revenue take a hit by $500 million as a consequence of 10% capacity growth by foreign airlines, a lot of which are losing money. AirAsia X had record losses. Nearly every carrier operating into Australia is saying it's losing money. That's nothing to do with Lee or me. What is to do with Lee and me is our strategy to turn this business around and cope with that environment. We're not standing still. We've announced a program, a three-year program to turn this business around. It's already delivering results, and we believe that Qantas, the Qantas business, as I said, will be back at the profits in this half. That's a rapid improvement in the economic conditions of the business because of our strategy, the board strategy, management strategy, and our commitment to delivering it.
But a lot of critics have been calling for your head for a long time, and I know you're used to that. But now that Qantas is turning the corner, is it time to consider when you might take on the next challenge?
I'm committed to this brand. There's no better job. There's no better airline. There's no better company, I think, in Australia. I'm passionate about it. We're in the middle of this transformation program, and we're committed to delivering on it and turning this business around, and we're making good progress on it. And you're right. You know, when somebody's making the tough decisions, when they're making the tough change, there are a lot of criticism of it. But at the end of the day, they turn this business around and allow us to actually grow and invest and for this business to be around for the next 90 years. I'll take that criticism because the results at the end of the day are what will count.
You've been in the job since late 2008, so surely Lee Clifford and the board must be considering some type of succession planning.
I'm committed to this program. We're very much focused on delivering on it. And, you know, the history in Qantas has been that there's been 10 CEOs over the 90 years. We don't change CEOs very rapidly and often because we believe in that long-term commitment and long-term focus in on the strategy. And I'm committed to delivering on this transformation program.
Now, 5,000 Qantas staff have either lost their jobs or are in the process of going, but can you be confident that there will be no additional job losses?
Yeah, we've made it very clear that the transformation program that involves $2 billion of transformation involves 5,000 jobs, no more, no less. And we're rapidly in the process of implementing that because that's what's needed to turn this business around. We've made it very clear that this transformation program will be the end of the major job losses in Qantas.
A big feature of today's announcement is creating a new entity within the Qantas Group to effectively quarantine Qantas International. But will this be enough to stop the bleeding and to prevent the loss-making Qantas International from dragging down the rest of the company?
We are putting it into a separate holding company. We will still have 100% of this business. But what it does allow us to do is take advantage to the change of the Qantas Sale Act that allows for more foreign investment into different parts of the business and allowing us to participate in that and consolidation in the future. That's long-term optionality for the business. In the short term, there's no changes to the operation of Qantas International, to the employment in Qantas International, or to the network of Qantas International. But what is happening with Qantas International is we are seeing a rapid improvement in the business, again, as a result of the Qantas Transformation Program. And again, we now have $200 million less in depreciation because the aircraft are at market value. So you will see a significant improvement of its economics this year.
But would you consider as an option to create a separate listing for Qantas International?
There's no plans. This, again, is long-term optionality for that business. There's no plans to do that. This is all about us allowing us to participate in foreign investment, working with potentially foreign airlines, and it's a long-term initiative, and there is no short-term seeking of a partner to invest in this business or any changes to the ownership structure.
Your domestic arm has suffered through the domestic capacity war with Virgin, and you're now saying that that cannot continue. So is the war over, and is it Qantas putting up the white flag?
We are very much still protecting our domestic position. We've maintained over 80% of the corporate market by revenue. We're winning and retaining our customer base. We are of the belief that our position in Qantas domestic as the premium airline is key, and we're investing in that. What has happened is all the carriers have suffered with the capacity that's been added. We see, though, that we believe we have the two profitable airlines in the domestic market. Our suspicion is that nobody else is making money at this stage.
Well, Qantas shares are up almost 6% this morning after the announcement, but do you take that as any immediate validation about your strategy in turning Qantas around?
Yeah, I think there's a clear message for our investors with the share price movement that they do believe the worst is over and that the future is looking better for Qantas, particularly with our outlook statement that this business will be back into profitability. This is a rapid, very rapid turnaround of the business, and we are focused on delivering on this transformation so that we can get the business to deliver sustainable returns for the shareholders, continue to invest in this great product, continue improving on record customer satisfaction, and continue to grow the businesses where they can grow.